Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of Databook, a Chief Healthcare Executive podcast. I'm your host, Samara Rosenfeld, and today we will be joined through Zoom with Rose Gattas, a registered nurse and the virtual health coordinator at Blessing Health. Gattas and I discussed how the health system leveraged telehealth and remote patient monitoring technology from digital health company CloudDX during COVID-19 to help both patients and providers alike. Thank you so much for joining me today. Can you start by telling the audience a little bit about yourself and your position at Blessing Health?
Yes, my name is Rose Gattas. I'm an RN by trade. I've been with Blessing Health System for almost 3 years, and I am the virtual health coordinator for the health system. Blessing Health has a primary hospital in Quincy, Illinois, and then critical access hospitals and outreach hospitals that we assist with. We also have two major physician groups with rural health clinics associated with both.
As the virtual health coordinator, what does your day-to-day look like?
It's a, my day-to-day is a mix of hands-on with the telehealth program, troubleshooting through anything from robots to direct-to-consumer applications that we use for providers, or our remote patient monitoring dashboard and onboarding providers, patients, nursing staff, and then a lot of strategic meetings, project planning, and things like that.
How would you say Blessing Health is ramping up telehealth and remote patient monitoring to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic?
We already had a solid telehealth program in place prior to the pandemic. So what it did do was it forced adoption in our community, which I think is something that many of my peers experienced in their own telehealth programs. So we increased our ability to do direct to consumer, the patient sitting in their home and provider being here in office. We do a great deal amount of that compared to pre-COVID. And we have started remote patient monitoring as a direct result of COVID to keep those patients at home or to get them out of the hospital a few days early and still have oversight in their home.
Now, I know you have the Blessing Enhanced COVID Recovery Program. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and, you know, how it started and how it's been going?
Yes, the Blessing Enhanced COVID Recovery Program is a program where we use the remote patient monitoring kit. We've put that kit into a nice Tupperware container that's easily wiped off and sanitized. In that kit, we have the Bluetooth tablet, which we've put our cellular plan on, so that we don't have to worry about if a patient has Wi-Fi or good Wi-Fi in their home. It doesn't run off of the patient's network at all. And then of course the Bluetooth devices that are involved would be the thermometer, the pulse oximeter, and the blood pressure cuff. We did not include the weight scale, but at some point when we ramp up or scale up for chronic disease management, we will include more devices like a weight scale or even a glucometer. We also have included personal hygiene or PPE, if you will, gloves, mask, sanitary wipes, and then hand sanitizer in that kit. The providers and nurses watch the dashboard where the patient data comes over. We have assigned a care team to each patient, and they get, with that, they get the dashboard, virtual visits, and a nice chat feature that even I use when I, my team onboards a new patient. We send them a chat telling them, welcome, here's our contact if you need anything, just because we want to make sure that they see that chat when we're educating them. Patient will go home and leave the hospital once they reach a certain stable point in their care. We have certain criteria that our team of professionals, our providers, our managers and directors, nurse leadership have created this criteria together. And the patient goes home maybe 1 to 3 days earlier from the hospital than they otherwise would have been able to. With this, we can monitor them several times a day, and we make sure that they know if they have any other concerns throughout the day. It's not limited to the 2 or 3 times a day we would like for them to take their vital signs, but do it anytime you like. Here's our contact information. Here's even a COVID action plan that we've created, similar to an asthma action plan. And we give them a lot of resources to learn about COVID, learn about what their symptoms might look like, when to be concerned about those symptoms, and what actions to take if they are concerned.
Aside from potential shorter stays in the hospital, how has this program impacted patients and, more importantly, the health system?
I think it's important to note that patients are happy to be home. You know, they're very lonely in a COVID unit. So being able to go back to their own home with their family, their pets, their own environment, their own beds, they're happy to be there, and they're learning how to manage their symptoms and still feel supported. So I believe that the response that we've gotten from our patients is that they're relieved to be home and relieved to still be getting care, especially with the one-on-one contact that we're giving them through either home nursing or care coordination, in addition to that provider still being along their care. For the health system, we actually have seen a lower numbers in our COVID beds, but we feel confident that if we have a surge again for any reason, that we've onboarded a new program that will help us manage our resources quite well.
Do you plan on using this platform when the pandemic ends in any capacity?
We certainly are. We have a few projects for chronic care management that we're exploring and looking to our primary care providers to see how they can utilize this with some of their patients. And we're looking at what are the long-term effects for COVID, and can we use this for some of those long haulers? How can we work this into their care, and how beneficial would it be for them?
What advice do you have for fellow healthcare executives who may want to start a similar program at their health system?
Involve your nursing staff, and make sure that they have the buy-in of their nursing staff, their providers that will be doing the care, and that they do a good job educating their public on what remote patient monitoring and telehealth is.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Other than that, Blessing has been wonderful to work with. You know, we have a group of providers that met at 7 a.m. 3 days a week for a month and a half. And that shows real dedication to the health system, to this project, and to their community, their patients that they're serving. And I think it speaks volumes to the success that we will see.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Databook. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Chief Health Exec and on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next time, I'm your host, Samara Rosenfeld.